You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do.
On fourth and goal from the one, the Ravens coming up blitz. Here's Campbell lobbing the ball. It is caught by Devon Best. Touchdown!
Well, he didn't drop the first one this time.
All right. On a football Monday, a victory Monday. Still talking about this 24-18 win over the Baltimore Ravens.
Brad Mellon celebrating in the halls.
Brad Mellon, the equipment manager for the Browns, just striding through the hallway. On a, it's a big day for everybody who's part of this team. And, yeah, you could feel it in the air. I think he floated across.
He did. I love that he's always wearing a hoodie. I always wear. I love wearing a good
hoodie.
That's
his standard. That's his standard garb.
Yeah. I like it. I'm jealous.
He's jealous. That's right. Me too. All right, let's talk to our good friend, Gerard Cherry, a regular on this show. And, you know, Gerard, as you try to put some things in perspective, and Nathan asked this question of Jim Donovan earlier, and I thought it was a great, great question about what it means. We've spent a lot of time in this town and on the airwaves and every other place that you deal with media, and you talk about the Browns going through various negative things that just don't sit well with anybody, and always looking and expecting that proverbial sky to fall or whatever. And now we're looking at a team that genuinely seems to have some traction, that genuinely seems to have put itself in a place where they're legitimately on par with the rest of their division. And whoever thought we'd see that? Are you feeling the same vibe?
Oh, definitely feeling the same vibe. And I understand people are waiting for the next shoe to drop and the roof to cave in and all those negative things that have been connotated with the experience of the Cleveland Browns since coming back in 1999. But you're right, Vic. If you look at the things that have taken place and what's transpired, even under Pat Shurmur, you start to see signs that the door was starting to close, or that gap was closing, in which the Browns were getting better from a talent standpoint and a team dynamics. And it has officially been closed in my mind based on what you saw yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens. You have not beaten them since 2007. Your player, Joe Hayden, made a statement which I thought was not a wise thing to do, and you backed it up. So you basically told the bully on the block, you know what, we are about to punch you in the mouth, do something about it, and they could not respond. They tried to muster up some injuries, some strength, and they could not do it. And that right there tells you that times are changing. I was sitting up there in the press box, and I was observing Ozzie Newsome the whole time, watching the game and watching him. And if you saw the demeanor in his body language, in his face, yes, he was upset that his team lost. But I have to imagine going through his head was like, wow. This team has been a doormat. It's starting to arrive, and it's starting to rise up. What are we going to do?
I was just going to ask you what you're going to say about Joe Hayden making those comments and backing it up, but you did it right there, Gerard, and you did a great job on overtime last night, and I loved you getting fired up with the passion in your voice talking about this Browns team that now all of a sudden has won some very meaningful games and now has the bye week, 2 weeks to prepare to take on the Cincinnati Bengals in what could be a massive game in terms of determining who wins this AFC North.
Oh, it's going to be a huge game, and isn't that a great feeling? We are in November. Normally around this time, who's getting drafted? Who's doing what? The Browns are completely out of it, but we're actually talking about playoff contention. We're talking about a game in which you could control the division. That has not been said since 2009 season of dreams, 2007 season of dreams. So right there alone, if you're a Browns fan and a Browns supporter and a Browns follower, you should be excited with that alone. But don't rest on that, because this team, I hope, aspirations are higher than just beating Cincinnati. But if you do control the division, you should be playoff bound, and the possibilities are there. So you have to be encouraged. You have to be excited. And I know I am, because I saw a team that is still managing to do things with not all its parts and pieces in place. Just imagine you have a running game. Just imagine that you have an offensive line that's still not struggling in certain extents. Man, there's some good things happening out there. You don't even have – your special teams wasn't even really involved yesterday, and you still managed to do some big things. So this is an incomplete team still, but yet they're finding ways to win because guys are believing and following Jason Campbell's lead.
Yeah, you said they were an incomplete team, but I thought they took a step towards being a more complete team. Devon Best, Greg Little stepping up, helping this offense. And yes, there are issues in the running game, but how important was it for you, and do you think to this team in general, to see a game where Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron combined for 48 receiving yards, and yet this team put 3 touchdowns on the board through the air? Jason Campbell still had a great day throwing the football, and other people stepped up.
Nathan, it was so important that the role players slash ancillary players on this team stepped up and did something to contribute to a win. Because when you do that, as a defensive coordinator, you are swimming in circles. Dean Pease had to be saying to himself, what am I going to do? Greg Little is torching me right now. I can't stop Devon Best. You know what? I may have to come off this double coverage with Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron and free these guys up and let these guys get double teaming. When you have that luxury as an offense to where everyone is contributing, it makes it such a potent mix for your offense to get things done. And that still was being done, as I said before, without a running game. So once you add that balance to what Norv Turner wants to do from a play-action passing game standpoint, because we still haven't even seen this offense in its full existence as far as what you can do vertically when the running game is clicking. So, again, is it fully there? No. And they'll tell you that, too. You haven't seen everything this offense is capable of. But, hey, I will be happy with a win. I'm not nitpicking anything. I'm impressed with the way they did win and what they were able to do as a team. They fought hard. They came through. And I heard someone make the statement before that in the past, Browns teams might have lost this game. And I can see why you could make that assessment, because normally we saw it in the past few weeks. Have a lead, you lose it.
Gerard Cherry joins us in his regular spot here at Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And along those same lines, Gerard, because you witnessed this up close, you were part of this in New England. I think a team comes of age when it does that very thing, when the stars are blanked, when the stars get shut down, mm-hmm. and somebody else finds a way. The New England Patriots have had a lot of success, won 3 Super Bowls, and have remained a contender largely because they continually remake themselves. They continually find ways game after game. Yeah, there's the core thing that obviously starts with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but in the course of what they do, you know, lose a tight end here or don't have that receiver there or don't have this guy at this position running back here, you find a way to have others be those, we use that term, complementary football, complementary parts. I think that's when a team kind of reaches a point of growing up, and I'm wondering if we're seeing this right before our eyes, that this Browns team is evolving to that kind of club.
Well, this team is evolving definitely in the right direction, because you think about all the adversity that this team has seen. You've gone through 3 quarterbacks. You've seen a major trade in the middle of a football season, and you go through that, and you have the possibility of a mainstay figure in Josh Gordon being traded, and you're dealing with that. You have issues where your defense is not playing to its capability. You have a come-to-Jesus meeting with your defensive coordinator at halftime in a football game. All those things, you survive that, you weather those storms, and you still have the ability to go out there and present a good package and play a game in which you weren't slated to win, but you win and you come through adversity. That takes you somewhere. You can fall back on that. So when you do have those hard times in the course of a game, you're not fretting over that. You're not troubled by that because you've been through something. You've gone through the fire and you come out shining. So, yes, they are on the right direction as far as having gone through something. And that's the thing, Nathan and Vic. People always want it easy. But believe me when I tell you, these guys in that locker room right now, once this season's over with and they do what I think they're capable of doing, they're going to look back on it and say, you know what? I am so thankful that we went through all these hardships and that we went through these adversities, because that made us the team that we are today.
Great stuff, Gerard. Appreciate it. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan.
He is Gerard.
Wait, we don't get a bye week?
It's the bye week, and we still keep rolling. It's the bye week, and we keep talking. That's right.
I heard that.
Yep. All right. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We want to get your tweets on this show. Want to hear from you at Browns_Daily. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura will start responding to them or hearing what your comments are. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will be sharing those right up ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.